This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Moustakas is going to retire a Royal. Talking to Mike through the winter, talking about this process, we're just super excited that he thinks of our organization the way he does. And I think, you know, from a pride standpoint, he's very proud that he'll be retiring a Royal. So I think, you know, his resume speaks for itself. The World Series title, the American League pennant in 14, the contributions he made, the big homers he hit in 14, the catch he made over the dugout, playing in all-star games, you know, the defensive player that he was. We're just really proud of Mike and his accomplishments and really the legacy he leaves behind as a Royal. You know, I think one day he's going to be a Royals Hall of Famer, and we look forward to that day. But on May 31st, we're going to have a ceremony, pregame ceremony at Kauffman to celebrate him, you know, signing and retiring as a Royal. And that'll be a great day for our fans, for our city, and for Mike and his family. So we're really looking forward to that day.
How nice is it to start showing these guys inside that clubhouse, you know, the tradition, the legacy of Royals baseball?
Yeah, what's kind of neat is we're going in phases here. I know when I first arrived, you know, one of the things we were trying to do is recognize the history of the Royals going back to the 80s, 70s, and 80s. There was quite the gap, and now we're in a 10-year gap from when Mike and his teammates were just, you know, won the hearts of the city. You know, it was just a different time in Kansas City history when that team was able to do what they did. Now we have a different generation of players, and, you know, even though that gap was a little bit tighter than the last one, our players need to know. You know, seeing Ned out here, and it's been great watching Ned introduce these players as they come through. We'll continue to have a stream of players throughout spring training, visiting camp. But to honor them and talk about the legacy they left, the things they did for our city is really an important part of what we do. And obviously what our team did last year, you know, we're at the start of what we hope is a long run being in the playoffs. But for them to hear and meet those players and spend time with them is very meaningful.
What were your first impressions, first interactions with Mike coming on?
You know, Mike was always a competitor. But, you know, that first year, I remember he got off to a little bit of a slow start. I think he hit one home run in the first 2 months of the season. It was just trying to say, hey, man, this is early in your career. I was the farm director at the time. This is early in your career. We got a lot of games left to play, and I think he went on to hit 22 homers the second half of that season. And then quickly he was on the move. And then I think I recall the exact year, but the year that he won the home run title in AAA, it was like he did not miss a pitch the entire season. If the ball was in the strike zone, he took a swing, the ball was going somewhere in the gap or over the fence. And, you know, crazy number of RBIs in a minor league season. I think it was 37 home runs that season. But that's when you knew he had arrived. And he'll probably tell you one of the toughest moments I ever had with him was that year. You know, I was tasked with going to Omaha to tell him that he wasn't coming up in September, which we joke around now, but he has great perspective on why we didn't do it at that time and what the future plans were. And of course, as a young kid, I think he was 21 at that point. As a young kid, it's hard to understand when you had that kind of year why you're not getting called up. But now that he's older and he has some wisdom and he understands, I'm sure he still would have liked to have been up that September, but, you know, we can laugh about it now because a lot of great things happened afterwards.
He's obviously a champion, but what kind of example is, you know, from that 2014 when he struggled to the player all-star he became in 15?
Yeah, well, he just transformed himself. I mean, I recall when we sent him down, that was a tough move for the organization and for him. And I'm sure, like a lot of players, there's a lot of soul searching. You know, what's my career look like? Where am I going? But he did what he was supposed to do. He kind of hit the reset button. I don't think it was more than 2 weeks he was back up, and he really never looked back after that. He had a great second half of the year. And then that offseason, you know, actually Ned talked about this today in the introduction. That offseason, you know, instead of getting frustrated with the shift, which really kind of, he was one of the early guys that really got hurt by the shift because he was such a pull-oriented hitter. That offseason, he just focused on hitting ball the other way, and I want to say he hit 280 or something the following year because he became a better hitter. But, you know, the things you remember about Moose are just the competitiveness. You know, there's so many stories about, you know, not letting the team fail. And at an early age in his career, regardless of what he was doing, he wanted to win the ball game. There was the wild card game. There's a story about that. There was the Houston game where we were down the following year that, hey, guys, we're not losing this game. And that was just his mentality. And teams need guys with an edge. And Mike played with an edge. And once he learned how to play with the edge and control it and not lose it emotionally, that's when he became a great player. So it's kind of neat to watch his transformation.
Yeah, the evolution of becoming like that veteran leader later in his career.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was. I mean, it was, you know, you had Hodge was kind of the cool and collected, and Dice was the energy, Moose was the fiery, you know, hey, we'll fight you if we got to fight you. And that balance on any team is needed. You know, you need somebody that's like that. And he just wasn't afraid. You know, when I think about that whole group, if there's one word that comes to mind, it's fearless. They were all fearless, you know, in their own ways. But Moose was definitely the emotional leader.
What were some of those conversations in the offseason when his name came up for this and talking to him about it? What was that like?
Yeah, it was great just to know that was something he wanted, you know, that he desired. And you know, it's not, you're not going to do that for every player, but when you have special ones and they identify with the organization so well and he wants to be celebrated in that way, again, it'll be a great day for our fans. So, but to know that he thinks of himself as a Royal is something we're really proud of, because he went on to have some pretty good years with other clubs, but the Royal Blue never got out of him.
Any interactions with some of the younger guys you've seen that stands out since he's been here?
Well, this is his first day, so not yet, but there will be. But knowing Moose, he's going to, you know, Moose has grown up quite a bit. I think he can reflect on his career, the highs and the lows, and what he did well and what he could have handled better. And I know he'll share that with our young players. You know, but the one thing I don't want him to hold back on is the desire to win. You know, that's what you put the uniform on. When you're in the big leagues, you put the uniform on to win, and he did that every day.